Oise lechi, on this side of the house, put up a lechi, a little stick. Velechi mikan, oise lechi mikan, velechi mikan, on both sides in front of your house, put two sticks up. Oi kurim mikan, the kurim mikan, or else put a stick across. A kurim goes across this way one, and across this way one side. Venoise biemsa. And he yells, then you're allowed to carry straight across the street. Even though you're carrying from your house through the Rishus Rabbim, you're allowed to carry. Why? What's the view of the Shita? The Trashi? Lechem Mikan, Lechem Mikan. B'shtei peyo shelechem min abatim. On the two sides of one house, put two sticks, two lechis. Lehekim b'yama for heker alone. Why? The Ksav Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Shita is, Deiz mechitzes heber Rishus HaYachim B'diraisa. Rav Yehuda holds, if you have two walls, that makes it Rishus HaYachim B'diraisa. A Rishus HaRabim has to be, there are no walls at all. It's a wide open place, that's called Rishus HaRabim. Once you have two walls like here, you have this front wall of the house on this side of Beverly, and you own the other house across the street is the other wall, so you have two walls in between. So when you walk in between these two walls outside, it's also called Rishus HaYachid. That's a view of the Shita Midiraisa. Well, I love that view. If you don't own it, then the Rabban, you're not a carry from one Rishus to another Rishus if you don't own it. We want to say you own both of them, so you're not a carry from this Rishus to that Rishus. So since you have two mechitzes, he holds that's midiraisa mutter. I'm the rabbon, and you have to have a third wall. So he holds for that a lechi is enough. That's a b'yudishita. Is kamashmo? Now a brisa says no. Only where you have four walls. So the gemara, and the gemara writes, Amrulay the chum said back to b'yuda no. Ein ma'av rishus rab mekach. They say no. You can't be ma'av rishus rab mekach. Because we hold two walls of not making Rishus HaRabim, does not make Rishus HaYochid. So maybe it's still considered Rishus HaRabim. So through Rishus HaRabim, you can't make an error of putting up lechis. A lechi doesn't help to make a race Rishus HaRabim. I have two walls. As we hold two walls does not make Rishus HaYochid. It's still called Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara, so that's what our Bryce is saying. Only these things are called Rishus HaYochid. Not Yav Yudishita. So the Gemara, my Korle Gemura, why does our Bryce say, Zuhi Rishus HaYochid Gemura? What does Gemura mean? Mal the time I would think. Keep thinking, Rabbonu led the Rabbi Yehuda. When the Rabbonu thinks the Chon Yehuda didn't say two walls, could not make a Rishus HaYochid, to have a Rishus HaYochid doesn't make a Rishus HaYochid, Hani Mili Letutu. That's only to go so far to be Nekel, to say that you're allowed to carry in between these two houses that were two walls alone, to give it a din, Rishus HaYochid, that's Rabbonu Namachulik. But let's say you throw from Rishus HaRabin in between these two walls. Midiraisa, is it called Rishus HaYochid or not? Maybe the Rabbanan say yes, it is called Rishus HaYochid. Midiraisa, the mighty two walls can make Rishus HaYochid. The only things that can say you can't have the coolers to be metalkal in between. But maybe it has a din Rishus HaYochid. Kamashmala, no. That we hold Midiraisa, two walls that not give a din Rishus HaYochid at all. And therefore it's still called Rishus HaRabin. Said Rashi, Mal the tamer, keep pligi rabbon led Rabbi Yehuda b'brayse v'yamri ein marv Rishus Rab mekach le nevi Rishus HaYochid hani milu tiltol, to be able to mamish walk in there, carry something she mutla tiltol b'toychoy ki etoni ein marv Rishus Rab mekach, you can't make an error to gozo bo mishum b'dom Rishus Rabin. So you can't give such a big heta to be able to mamish carry in between these two walls since there's a Rishus Rabin walking through it. Avul Israel, but stam throwing into this place between the two walls, shazorik mishus rab matoichay. If you throw from a real mishus rabin in between these two walls, moidele de chayiv, maybe the rabbona moidele midiraisa you are chayiv. The shtay mechitza midiraisa, maybe two walls midiraisa doesn't make it a mechitza, mishay mishus hayochid aleo, it could have a shay mishus hayochid, famash mala no gemura. So Rashi the chidish here, kalayma. Zuhi shenigro minyan mechitza shalo. What's called Rishus HaYochid Midiraisa? How many mechitzas do you have to give the Shem Rishus HaYochid? Sheyesh lo mechitzas mechol tzad. If it has mechitzas on all four sides of it, for going charitz, either where you dug a hole, and on all four sides of the hole you have a mechitza. But can't get the same thing when a wall is coming up, that the wall is thick, dalit by dalit. The Amrinian midalit stodim on all four sides of it, we say, good asik pnei mechitzas. That means you have now a thick wall like this, and the top here is dalit by dalit. So at the top of this is called Rishus HaYochid. Where's the mechitzas on top here? When you're standing on the top place here, it's flat. The terrace is on the side, since this is called the wall, we say good asik. This wall goes up, this wall goes up, this wall goes up, and this wall goes up. So now we're standing on top of this place, you're surrounded by dalit mechitzas. So only if you say good asik on all four sides, if you say you're standing on top of this makam, it's called Rishus HaYochid, because she have dal v'chitzis. An imtza roshe mukav mi dalat stodim v'chaloloi dalat, and inside yafua dalat dalat. Abul the Rebbe Yehuda lenigma mechitza shalol leminyan v'lav rishus yochid iklal. For according to Rebbe Yehuda, we only have two mechitzas. Two mechitzas is nothing. It's not called rishus yochid. That's why lashon is gemura. What makes rishus yochid? So pashtus Rashi is mashkema. What makes a mechitza? What makes rishus yochid? The rice of four mechitzas. The Swasemis wants to say not like that. He said the Rambam Shittu is Klom, the Midraisa, three Mechitzes making Rishus Yachim Midraisa. That the we need a fourth wall, it's only Midrabonim. That's why in the fourth wall we'll make it to make an Erev with Lechis, with Kuris, we'll make it on the fourth wall. Because Midraisa, we hold three walls making Rishus Yachim. Just if it's open on the fourth wall, Midrabonim, not like carry. See, once say even Rashi doesn't really mean Badafi after four walls. He's just saying Lafukir of Yudishit of two. But how many walls do you really need to give it a shame of Rishus Yochid? It could be only three. It's specific what Rashi Shita is. But Allah, we all like the Rambam Shita, that when you have three walls, that gives it a din Rishus Yochid Midiraisa. If you can throw from right outside from Rishus Rabin into this Rishus Yochid of just three walls, you'll be Chayiv Midiraisa. Right, Omamar, Zui Rishus Rabin. It says now these three things we have, the highway, or the palti, or the main, the flea market where everybody gets together, or else the muvoyi, that's called Rishus Rab. But the more lamute mai, what's the chiddush, what's not called Rishus Rabim? Lamute iduk Reb Yehuda, another din of Reb Yehuda. The Tanan, Reb Yehuda roimer, im hoysa derech Rishus Rabim, asakoson, if you saw kenwood studded. If Rishus Rabim was going through this mokum, then you have to move it on the side. Now this was halacha in the early regolim. They were not there when they used to go other regal zayin. They used to have to walk through on Shabbos, and the mother gets very thirsty. So there used to be burris, and the Rishus Rabim used to be a well where you have your water. Now halacha is if the well is Rishus Rabim, the water is considered like a Rishus Yochid, because the water is deep down, Yutzvachim down. The well was Yudal Adalud, so the water is Rishus Yochid. If you want to fetch the water up to bring it on top, you can't do it, because the top of it is Rishus Rabim. So you're not allowed to carry from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. So what's the Yetzah to make even a top right near the well to make that Makam Rishus Yochid? It's called Pasei Dirois. Gemara and Erev, they gave him a Zundra Kulam. You put a stick on all four sides of it, which is just one arm of this way, one arm of this way. What do you call it? Like an L shape. Like you made a mechitza like this here, one arm, and one arm, two L's, like an L. On all four sides of it, they gave it a cooler that has a din with just a yachid inside. So therefore, you're allowed to pick up the water from the well and put it on the side. That's a mazundra cooler pasi berois. That since on all four sides there's an L shape to it, and each part has at least an amma, that's enough to give it a shame mechitza. So consider like you have four mechitzas in the Midraisa, that's called Rishus Yochid. And what's going to be if the Rabbim, the Derech, the road, was going mamish straight through these Dalet Soy, these Dalet Pasid Rois? The Rabbim went straight through it. So if you hold it's no good, it doesn't have a shame Rishus Yochid anymore. Since the Rabbim walked through it, they're mavatal these four poles, and you have to like move aside the pole and put on new mokim. The Rabbim walks through, the Rabbim is mavatlet. That's how to Yehuda. Im hoysa derech Rishus Rabbim. If the Rabbim went through these poles, that's the custom. If you saw candle, you have to pick it up and start them on the side. V'achom manre no. Einoi tzorech. You don't have to move it on the side. It's still considered Rishus Yochid, even though the Rabbim walked through it. But since in the Metzias you have four mechitas here, when you have four mechitas, that can't have a shame Rishus Rabbim. And even though the Rabbim walked through it, but since it has a din of four mechitzas, it's called Rishus HaYochid. So that's the Chiddush. Now what's called Rishus Rabbim when there are no mechitzas at all? But here we have four poles on all four sides. Since that's considered like four mechitzas, even though the Rabbim walked through, that's not called Rishus Rabbim. The Chom Moinim ain't it so. You don't have to move on the side. It's not called Rishus Rabbim since you have walls. The Gemara of Amai Karle Gemura, why is it called Rishus Rabbim Gemura? So the Gemara, I did the Tony Reisha, since in the first case it says Rishus HaYochid Gemura, Tony Nami Seifa Gemura. For the Gemara of Lachashiv Nami Midbar, how come we don't have the case Midbar? Because the Ikka Rishus HaRabim should be a Midbar, because in the Midbar we learn out the Melechas, we learn out the Lamatas Melechas from the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, where the Yidin walked, they walked 40 years in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. So the Ikka Rishus HaRabim was in the Midbar. So why don't we recognize the Midbar should also be called Rishus HaRabim? Tanya, a zel mishus rabin. What's called mishus rabin? Sartia. That's the highways. Opaltia, this open marketplace. Gedolim mavoya some of loshin. We have midbar. It says the midbar is also called mishus rabin. And the more pushed, Amrabaya Lakasha, Khan Bisman Shiswal Shroom Bamidbar. It's those 40 years that the 600,000 Yidden were living in the Midbar and used to walk through the Midbar was called the Shasraban then. Of a Khan Bismanazeh, Bismanazeh, Hokim Midbars, and Zel Verla Shriach. Come on, nobody goes through the Midbar anymore. So since you don't have any more 600,000 people walking through the Midbar, Havad Bismanazeh, the Midbar is not called the Shasraban anymore. A Midbar is not a Khamus, not a Derechiluk. So in our Bryce before, it's talking about Bismanazeh.
Davovum a base. Omama, im hoitzi vehichnas b'shoyge chayiv chatis b'meizi roynish korish v'niskal. So says what? If you take out from Mishusa Yochet to Mishusa Rabin, it says if you carry b'shoyge chayiv chatis, b'meizi if you carry out is roynish korish, that's without hasro, v'niskal, if you have hasro, you chayiv skila. So the Gemara b'shoyge chayiv chatis, if you carry out on Shabbos from Mishusa Rabin to Mishusa Yochid, that you chayiv chatis, for the Gemara pshita avada, that's the Mishnah later. All the Lama Tess Malachas have the same halacha. You chayiv chatis. What's the chiddush here by itzor? So the Gemara b'meizid oynish koris v'niskal itzuchlei. It's a chiddush to say if you carry out b'meizid without hasro you chayiv skila, without hasro you chayiv koris. And with that story, Yechayes Kilo, that's the Chiddush, Yitzchak Lei. For the Gemara Nami Pshita, it's also Pshita, that Yechayev Misa, if you carry out the Mezid. It's one of the Lama Tess Melochis, and that's the Mishnah later. All the Lama Tess Melochis has the Chiddush Kilo at the Hasroa. So the Gemara Hokamash won to the Rav. It's a Chiddush like Rav says. The Yom HaRav, Motzosi Megillah Storm, I found it in Megillah Storm, Bei Rebbe Chia, that was learned by Rebbe Chia, the Kosovo, what was written in this Megillah Storm, this hidden Megillah, what was written there? That says, Isi ben Yudah Oimer. Isi ben Yudah used to say a Chiddush. That Oves Melochis Mem Chosrachas. That's a Mishnah later. The Allah Mites Melochis. A 40 minus 1, 39 Melochis. The Einoi Chayiv Eloachas. And you only Chayiv one. So how the meaning is, if you do all the Allah Mites Melochis, you only have like one Chiv Chattis. Or one Chiv Misa. You only have one Chiv. For the Gemara Eni, that can't be. Isa ben Yudi can't say such a Chiddush like that. The Latanan, we learned the Mishnah later. Ovas Melochis, the Mishnah says, is Mem Chosarachis. There are 39 Lamates Melochis. And then the Mishnah recognized Ocheish, been exactly naming off all the 39 Melochis. So for the Gemara, the Kasha there, Vavinam Bo, Minyon Alomeli, and since the Mishnah recognized all the 39 Melochis, so Pshita's 39. Why does the Mishnah have to start off, tell us a Chiddush, there are 39 Melochis? The Yom Rabbi Yechonin, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Shim Osen Kulon, Pe'elam Achas, Chayiv HaKulachas V'yachas. The Chiddush is that if you do them all, Pe'elam Achas, Yechayiv 39 Chatois. I mean, you did all 39 Melochis. You did them B'Shoigig on Shabbos, and Locher is Yechayiv 39 Chatois. So see, Klo, you can't say you only Chayiv one Chatois, you do them all. It says, Klo, Yechayiv 39 Chatois. So how could Issa Ben Yudah say you only Chayiv one? So the Gemara Ela Eimo Eina Chayiv Alachas Mehen. The Chiddush is that on one of the Lamed Tes Melochas you're not Chayiv, and why are you not Chayiv? Not Chayiv Skila. See, Eina Chnami the Mishnah later says you'll be Chayiv 39 Chatois. That's only Chatois you Chayiv 39. But one of those Melochas, if you do it the Mezid, there's no Chayiv Skila. That was Issa Ben Yudah's Chiddush. And what's our Gemara telling us now? For all Kamash Melon Ho. That the Easter hoyt saw on Shabbos this malacha mahanich tloi misafkun. The malacha hoyt saw from one of the malachas that is no safik. You are vade chayiv misa chayiv skila if you make hoyt saw from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin ba'asra you chayiv skila. That's the chiddush of our Gemara to say that even though Easter ben Yudah says this one of the lamates malachas, he knew one of them. This is not chayiv skila. So our Gemara but hoyt saw is nicha not from that safik. Such Rashi, Chayiv Chatez Pshita, Ekivon de Tone Chodo, Mishus Hayochid, the Chodo Mishus Rabim, Nicht Nistama, Vim Hoitze Vichnes Chayiv, Learn't you say it's Chayiv? Vi Anoye Dan, I would know, Vishagosu Chatez, the Shabbos Doine Karsu. I would know that, that's the Locha by Shabbos. That if you do something Bishayg, if you Chayiv Chatez, the Vezi, the Chayiv Eskilo. So, and tomorrow, the Chayiv Eskilo. So, no other than the Ronami Pshita, the Batsuro Eskilo Mimchashis. The Torah says, if you do a Malacha Bishayg, the Mezin, you get Eskilo. It was a hidden cipher, because at that time with Torah Shabbat play, you're not allowed to write down yet. When you stare, somebody said a tremendous chiddush that wasn't learned yet. The Kaisrin Oysan used to write it down, then he used to hide the Megillah. That's why it's called Megillah Storim. It was a hidden Megillah, because at that time there wasn't a heter yet to write down Torah Shabbat. Only as Eis Ratz at Lashem, a thing that you forget, you're afraid you'll forget it, that was mutter to write down. It there says, Ein Chayv Alachas. Hashtemash Rimosin Belem Echot Shloi Noid Aloi Deikolachas Vyachas Shechoto Ein Chayv Alachas. The Chol Chinu Shabbos Gif Echidu. That was the Havimino. That the Mor says that can't be, because the Mishnah says not like that. So Maskana was Ein Chayv Alachas Min. Achas Yesh Ben Shein Chayv Alah Misa Zatrashi. Hey, so Yisi Ben Yehud is Bin Echadish. One of them you don't get Misa if you do it amazing. Well, I Pirish Ezi. We don't know which one. He didn't say which one. The Yashmina Tana, our Bryce here, told us the Matisse and the Tony, Niska, they make Hoytso on Shabbos. He gets Kilo to Hoytso, the Achnos and Mahanet, Loimis Havkun he, the Azula Yom Isa Ben Yehuda. Is that Sal Chiddish? Isa Ben Yehuda was not Mesupik Hoytso, Hoytso as Vadach Yiskilo. But Rashi says in Faisal, so the Ravada, after Isa Ben Yehuda says, one you don't get, he meant Nisi you don't get. But Avadah Chatis, that's the Mishnah later, that the reason why the Mishnah says 39, to tell if there's a case that you can have 39 Chatois. So that's Vadif. A Chatois, every one of the Amatas Melechim is Mechayiv Yuchatis. The Isi Ben Yudis Chidish is only for Misa, where one is not Mechayiv Yumisa. Right, so Omama, then the Bryce explained before also, Avuyam, if you carry through a Yam, through an ocean, or else a Bika, an open road, an open field, for Yistavonis, that's the platform, the front of the stores, the Akamalis and the Akamalis, Enum, Midiraisa, Loikrushus Yochav, Loikrushus Rabin. Midiraisa, Akamalis is not a Rishus Yochav, not a Rishus Rabin. Midiraisa, if you carry out, you put the Midiraisa. Frati Gemara, Obika ain't a Loikrushus Yochav. The Loikrushus Rabin, Obika means a wide open field. Is that true that it does not have the Loch of Rishus Yochav? The Yotanan. We learned the Mishnah. Habika, open field, the Emois HaChama, when it's very sunny outside, the people walk through the fields, is the Alach of Rishus HaYochid the Shabbos. For Hilch HaShabbos, the Bikr is called Rishus HaYochid, of a Rishus HaRabim LeTuma. The Geet Hilch HaTuma, the Klal is Sofik Tuma, Rishus HaRabim is Tor, and if it's a Sofik, Rishus HaYochid's Tumi. You learn it out from Saita. Well, Saita is a Shalaf and Spira, with a Mokam Spira, so he said, that Sofik she's also. Now, Sofik Tumah means if you have a piece of bread lying in the field and there was a sheretz running around there, we have a Sofik, did the sheretz touch the piece of bread or not? We have a Sofik, is this bread tummy or not? So, Klal is, if the piece of bread is Rishus HaRabim, Sveikei Torah. That's a Lachal Moshe Mitzinai. If the piece of bread was left in Rishus HaYochid, the Klal is Sveikei is tummy. So now, a Bikra, we say, the Hilchus Tumah has a Lachal like a Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim Tumah, says Rashi, B'moy Sachamo, Shein Bozroim, it's not planted yet, so many people walk through there, is Rishus HaYochid HaShabbos, to Allah Hilich L'Rabim Hu, Shein Rabim Mestalkim and HaMesir HaLelech Pesodah. It's not like a highway. The highway is the Rishus HaRabim, people walk there. Through fields, people don't walk through the fields. So many of the fields is called like Rishus HaYochid HaShabbos. Of a Rishus HaRabim Tumah, Usveke Tor, if you have a piece of bread there, and you're Mesupik, if the sheriff's touched it or not, it's Tor. To Allah, Mokam Stiru. Because Negeet Tumah, what's Tomei? Only if it's a Mokam Stiru. Sheyesh B'nei Yodim Nechnostim Lo. Vashek, an open field, people walk in there. To Sofik Tumah, the Tomei, that's what we say, Rishus HaYochid. A Sofik Tumah is Tomei, Misaita Garmin Lo. We learn it out from the Chirish of a Saita. For Osam Stiru Ksid. The other Torah says that a lady, if a Eshesish, who had spirit with another man, so when that Sofik, she's also to her husband. The Nistra of Inya Tamod, the Mokam Stira, Tamehi, Labaila, Misofit. When they cannot have done the Sheretz, who are done by a Sheretz? Well, you have a piece of bread in the Rishus HaYochid, and the sheretz goes there, we have a suffix, if it touched it or not, we should say yoch, and lochel is suffix is tomei. There's a lochel Moshe Mitzinais. Now, what's called Rishus Yoch, what's called Rishus Rabin? It's told if people go there. So here, an open field, the Dikah, it's true, some people go there. So the Hilkos Tomah, it's not called a Mokum Stira. It's not called like a Mokum Yuchar, only for men, and for we would have Bia. An open field, you would have it, it's called Rishus Rabin. But Shaykh, for Hilkos Shabbos, does the whole Rabin walk through an open field now? It's not very much Rishus Rabin, it's called Rishus Yochit. So I call upon him to stira. The Bryce before said that a bikkur in open field is only a kamelis, and here the Bryce says it's called Rishus Hayochid. So the Bryce of Aita, the Moisak Shem, what about when the rainy season? When the rainy season, you're ready to trashy these ruah. That's ready when the fields are growing, the tfu is growing. Is ain't not a nichnas law. When people don't walk through the fields for two reasons, that's because it's muddy, and also you don't want to ruin the tfu, the wheat that's growing there. So then the locher is Rishus Hayochid Kan Lokan. It's Rishus Hayochid for Shabbos, and no one didn't feel tumah. If you have a suffix, if the sheretz touch the bread, and the bread is in this open field, the Yomoy Saga Shamim, it's also tumah, because there are a locher is Rishus Hayochid. But call upon an alum, the guy to us, it's a spirit of a Shabbos. We before said a bikkur the camel is, and now the Bryce says a bikkur is Rishus Hayochid. Omar Ula Yolom Kamelis, Sebi. No, Avada, bikkur, open field, it doesn't have mechitzis, it's only a Kamelis. The Amai Kola Rishus Yochid. Why is it called Rishus Yochid for Shabbos? The fish and the Rishus Rabin. The Bryce just want to tell you it's not called Rishus Rabin for Shabbos. What's called Rishus Rabin? A mokum that the Rabin use or the Rabin go through it. The highways or the flea marketplace where the Rabin use it. That's called Rishus Rabin. But here in open field, since the Rabin don't walk through it, the Bryce says Rishus Yochid just means it's not a Rishus Rabin. But not to say it's really Rishus Yochid. That's Ulis Teretz. Ravashi Yama, Ravashi is a different teretz. Ravashi